Bless the name of Jesus. You may be seated if you can in the presence of the Lord our God. Serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Say amen to God's word. Please be seated if you can as we're going to make this very simple this morning. We want to subject this results. Results. This is our goal, is to produce results. The things and the activities we are involved in, this is how we measure success. We want to experience results. Exercising, critiquing our diets with the aim to trim up our bodies and make them healthy. We want results. Hitting the books and focusing on daily classroom activities, because at the grading point, we want to see results. Feeding our children and providing a safe haven, spending time with them, seeking a good education for them, putting clothes on their back and food on the table for them throughout their childhood, because one day we want to see results. Teaching them Bible verses and taking them to Sunday school, getting them involved in ministry, because one day we want to see results. Everything that you and I do, my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, we want to see results. I don't go work 40 hours for Richland County Recreation twice a week and they tell me thank you. I want results. And results come in the form of a monetary gift that they give me for my services. Yeah. Amen. Well, I know some of y'all might work on your job and will accept thank you. But I do believe that most of us do things to prove that we have given you what you need. Now there is a result factor that we want to be able to say, after doing these things, this is what happens. No one wants to do their labor in vain. There is a reason this morning that you're here. And not just merely out of formalities and not just merely out of going through ritual, but you know that there is something behind what you are doing now that later is going to bring on results. I wouldn't pray. Come on now. I wouldn't pray if I didn't think my God could answer my prayer. I wouldn't sing hallelujah if I didn't know what we say all the time, when praises go up, the blessings come down. I wouldn't give God no glory if I didn't think I was going to get any results from it. And many of you sit like you never, don't really believe that God going to give you any results. You just really feel like, oh, what they going through, all that. But there is power in knowing that when I get results when I talk to the Father will manifest with me. We want a result. Why are they going on like that? Because we know the result. Come on, somebody. I know I got a witness. You might not want to follow me fully all the way through this, but some of us know if you tell your children to go to school, at the end of 12 years of school, you're going to get a diploma. You don't send your children to school just to be sitting in attendance. You want results. You don't make them go around in that room and study and read and do all those things because at the end of the grading period, they just say that they did fairly well. You want results. Lord, I hope and pray this morning that somebody understand this more than I do. You know, when I get on that treadmill, look out. When I didn't fall off them temptations, come on, somebody. When I step on the scale, guess what I want to see? I want to see results. I want to see results that I didn't eat that like I wanted to eat it. Come on here. I wanted to eat that three-piece and a biscuit. I wanted to eat all that rice and that gravy. I wanted to eat all that stuff, and I wanted to do all that. But I fought against them temptations because I wanted to see results. People come to church all the time, and they don't seek results. You just coming out hoping that, well, I know we'll be out in a little bit. We go back home. Same thing happened all the time. Let me tell you something. People are not healed this morning because you don't believe God can do it. You're not delivered this morning because you truly don't believe God can do it. But I do believe there might be a handful of people in here who fully understand. I tried it for myself. And you don't have to tell me. I know what God can do myself. I've been there. On last time, we preached about investing in your future. We talked about what are you putting in those who are going to handle our future. Are we molding the Bible? And read what they say in Genesis. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me they can't open the Bible and read. But if we pour into them good stuff, how many know we'll get good stuff back? In the scenario with the nation of Israel, they were in bondage, and they took the young and raised them according to their culture. A piece of history here for you. During the time of this captivity, studies show that Daniel was about 18 years old. Come on. This is vital because at this stage in his life, an 18-year-old already got some stuff in him. Watch this now. An 18-year-old is caught between the middle of doing what they were trained to do or doing what they want to try to do. I know I ain't the only one. Mama ain't trained me to do some of the things I tried. Or I do. I got a witness in here. Yes, sir. If I had stayed with the training, how many know I would have got closer to God at an early age? If I had stayed to the training. But because I went to the world system, I transformed myself to do like the world, not like my training was. Amen. Let me show you an example of that. Mama never showed us how to cuss. Now I'm talking about my mama now. I ain't talking about your mama. Because some of y'all mamas, y'all know the deal.
Yes, sir.
And then, I've heard some people, I have some friends now who mama could put it down. And you would go, we would go over there, and then she would cuss. She'd tell me, boy, you done made me cuss. No, ma'am. I'm saying to myself, no, ma'am, that was already in you. Nobody can make you do nothing that's not already in you. And you that stuff about slip, ain't nothing slip. Because if it's in you, what's in you going to come out of you? Are y'all following what I'm saying? But see, you got to understand something. If you stay with the training, you can walk in holiness at an early age. And how many know it's all right to be holy at 18?
Yes,
it's all right to tell others, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to hear our young boy men this morning talking about God is good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear them say, thank God that God's been good to me. I know they ain't perfect, but I thank God that they acknowledge that God is working in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Good as they could have speak up about something else, they spoke of God.
Right.
I thank God for that testimony this morning, brothers. In Daniel 1 and 8. But Daniel, now this is what he, at 18 by now, watch what it says in 1:8. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Daniel said, I ain't going to do it. I don't care what everybody else smoking. I ain't putting that in me. I don't care what everybody else drinking. I ain't drinking that. That ain't going in my body. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see our children stand up with that and say, you know what? My mom and daddy taught me better than that. I'm not putting that stuff in me. I know better. I'm 18 years old. I went through the training. I went through the time when they gave me what I was supposed to drink. Milk when I was supposed to drink. I didn't. Some kids right now probably never taste soda before, and that's all right. Ain't that right, Jaden?
Jaden said, whoop, I wasn't paying attention. You got me.
But it's what you put in your children and what you put in yourself is what your body get used to. Oh, preach Scott up in here. Because if you putting something in there, how many know you acquire a taste for it? My father used to drink, like to drink a beer every now and then. And boy, my mom would give him a hard time. Right there. Preach up in here. But Daniel, it says in the 8th verse, Daniel's purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies. He wouldn't eat the food. He was raised better than that. He was 18 years old. His training was coming to surface. He had an opportunity now to show that who he really is. I was trained not to eat like that. And the Bible says here, it was in his heart not to do it. But how many of our children are willing to tell their friends, I'm not going to do that because I was trained better? The Bible already called us peculiar people now. So don't expect for everybody to say, oh, man, that's cool. But you stand up, and you're going to find, we're going to find out later that God going to show favor to those who stick to your training. Because they got results. And how many know if you stay with it long enough, it's going to work out? The Bible even lets you know that all things work together for what? The good for those who? And call according to his purpose. So if you're walking in the purpose of God, things are going to work out. Notice the portion of the text that Daniel refused to defile himself and eating from the table the king's offer, what the king had offered him. It probably looked good. It's king food now. It probably looked good, smelled good. But that's not what Daniel was brought up on. Daniel was brought up food that came from the earth. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. Now, you gotta see the analogy in the growth of this young man who said, I will not change because it looked good to me. It feels good to me because everybody else is doing it. And listen, if y'all old folk don't want to agree with me, I'm going to get the young children there. Because old people want to sit there like, because young people, look, a lot of old people do go through formality and know they ain't getting no results. Because if you know God is who he's saying, you will seek him more. If the God you professing that he's all that, you will seek more of him. You want more of this thing that brought you through that and brought you through this. You want more. You want to know because if God is who he say he is, I believe that one day I can walk around here and don't have to take a pill. If God is who he say he is, I'm seeking him to understand that my son, my daughter, my grandchildren are going to be blessed. Because I believe that through me and the lineage of my family, God is going to show me favor. I believe that with all my heart. Y'all ain't got to pray with me. You ain't got to say hallelujah. But I know, understand that if I just stay in the hands of God, I'm going to get godly results. The lesson here is that we must deny the things of the world system and cling to your upbringings. Even when we was out there in the world, every now and then you was out there doing stuff, you get convicted out there doing. Boy, my mom and daddy see me now. Oh, I know they raised me better than that. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't got to say amen, but at least you can just acknowledge that. That's the truth. We've done things that we know we'll be ashamed that our parents know we did. Not only did Daniel have convictions, but he had friends that had convictions. So you got to understand, saints, you got to understand children. There are other children that get good stuff in them too. You just got to find them. And the Bible said there were three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I tell you what, man, them some tough names right there. You walk up with Shadrach, Meshach, come on, Abednego. You got them three there along with a Daniel. You know what? Something powerful getting ready to happen. Even though their names were changed, they knew who they was. See, I'm not going to go through that, but they changed these fellows' names. That wasn't their original names. They had Hebrew names, and their names wasn't Shadrach, but that's all people. See, people who don't study the word don't understand that. These ain't them boys' original name. That's the name that the king gave them in captivity, but that wasn't their name. But his. How many know they can call you anything but you want? You got to know who you are. You can call me anything you want. You got to know. My real name is Kunta, but if you want to call me Tommy, that's all right. I know who I am. I ain't mean nothing, Brother Grant. The Bible says in Daniel 3:15, now if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, and all these instruments, it says, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. Now this is the king talking. The king was telling these boys in captivity, the young men in captivity, every time you hear this music, you want you to bow down and worship the image. Bow down and worship the image. Now, you got to bring it home to 2014. You can't dance to every music that's played. I love some, I enjoy some secular music, but I got to know what you're saying. Come on, somebody. And some of the songs that our children and some of us adults listen to, we ain't got no business listening to. Oh, Lord have mercy. And just because it sounds good is not good for you. Just because it's got a good beat don't mean you're going to dance. The scripture says here, it says, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a fiery furnace. That's a threat. The king was a bully. Modern day, he was a bully. If y'all don't do what I say, this is what's going to happen to you. But isn't it good to know that when you are firmly believing in what you've been trained to do, that you'll bring your training back up. Now watch what these Hebrew guys said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God who we serve. Watch this now. Not the God that they heard somebody else talk about. They said the God that they serve. They know God. You got to know God for yourself. Listen, by the time you reach the level of 18, you ain't going to church now because somebody made you go. You at that point now that you know God for yourself. Now, when you was a toddler and coming up, they made you get there and trained you to come there. But now that I'm grown, I know God is who he say he is. Boy, I like this story here. Them old folk used to really could preach this thing. It said, it goes on to say in the 18th verse, this is good. But if not, I'm sorry, 17th verse. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to do what? Deliver. How many know this morning? God is a deliverer. God can bring you out. I don't care whether, I don't know your fiery furnace this morning. It may be sickness. It may be relationship problem. It may be job related. It may be, whatever it is, God can deliver. You got to understand first, you got to know who your God is. Your God is more than a Sunday morning gathering. See, people can worship God on Sunday morning, but don't serve him on the weekend, on Monday. People can praise God, you know, but when they get home, they're back to their old tricks. Tough stuff, y'all. But God is able to deliver from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand. In other words, not only will he keep us away from what you plan to do to us, he'll keep us away from you. How many know that the Lord will make your enemy your footstool? Oh, y'all ain't following me here. Let those who talk about it, let them keep on talking. Let them know that I don't have to fight these battles because all these battles belong to the Lord. How many know that the Lord will put them at your footstool and you just keep on doing his divine will because God will never forsake his people? But if not, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. If God don't deliver us, and I'd like to paraphrase it a little bit. If God don't deliver us, I know he can. And if his will to deliver us, he will. But if he don't deliver me, I'm going to praise him anyway. If I don't come out of this anyway, I know my God can do it. But I'm still going to praise him anyhow. How many know that sometimes you have to bandage up your wounds and keep on moving because your wound didn't take you out? How many know you might got a sickness or disease in your body, but thank God that the disease didn't take you out. You can still praise God with disease on your body. To understand that God, through it all, I've learned how to trust in you. I've learned how to hold on to you, God. But then here it comes. I want to just make it plain to you. I can imagine that seeing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going down to the fiery furnace where the enemy was out to take them out. And the Bible said they took them down to the fiery furnace. And the king was so upset, he said, turn it up. How many know the enemy would try to turn up things in your life to make you miserable? But you got to understand, King, if the Lord is with me, I know everything going to work out all right. Do I have any witnesses in here? Somebody got to understand something. When the world want to turn against you, ain't it good to know that the Lord is still with you? When the Lord on your side, you got enough. You got enough, saints of God. You can make it. Can you imagine these three Hebrews whose names were changed, who diet was tried to be, they tried to compromise them in the diet, but they were determined, trusting God, but shaking. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. Y'all got to understand something. Now, we go through things as Christians, we still going to shake, even in the midst of our faith. We still shake now. Come on, somebody. Don't think you a statue now. You can go through anything and don't be shaken. Could you imagine walking down to a fire furnace with your name on it? I don't care how big your Bible is. You're going to shake in your flesh. But your spirit can be strong. But your flesh is weak. Y'all ain't following me here. You got to understand something. God don't operate in the flesh. He operate in the spirit. That's why he said those who worship me must worship me in spirit. Walking down to the fiery furnace. King said, cut it up. Seven times. See, y'all can't see that. Seven times hotter than it originally is supposed to be to burn folk up. Turn it up seven times. Hotter than that it's supposed to be. He wanted to take them out, didn't he? But the Bible said when the Hebrew boys went down in there, something happened. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. How many know sometimes when you don't even realize, when you done prayed your prayers, talk to the Lord. Let him know, Lord, I'm putting it in your care. I don't know what to do from this point. I'm just leaning on your understanding. I can't depend on myself anymore. I'm just looking to the hills, which cometh all my help. I don't know how this thing's going to turn out, but Lord, I'm trusting you with it all. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible said, King went down that next morning looking in the fiery furnace. I want my children to understand that now. He's looking in the fiery furnace. There's supposed to be a blaze down there with ashes in it. But the king looking down there said, oh, look different down there. How many men we put down there in that fiery furnace? How many know the Lord will go with you? If you there, God is going to go with you. Do I have any witnesses in here? God will be right there when you're going through the midst of the heat of your troubles. In this fiery furnace, I can see the king ain't getting too close because it's hot. I thought we put three in there. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody seeing what I'm seeing. I thought we put three in the fiery furnace. First of all, he looking down there for ashes. He still see movement of man. Come on, somebody. When the devil thought he was dead, he thought you was all left over. But how many know results showed up of your praying, your relationship with God? All your coming to Sunday school, all your praising God, all your Wednesday night worship, all your doing for people on the highway, all your people helping people along the way, it showed up in the fiery furnace. We put three in there. He ain't wore glasses, but I'm sure I would have. Yeah, there you go, mother. Am I seeing anything? Behold, there are four men walking around in the midst of the fire. Yeah. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. See, how many got to understand something? Even though that trouble come in your life, you still can walk around in the midst of your trouble and let your trouble, you can't bring me down. You can't, everything you bring, devil, I'm still standing in the name of Jesus. I'm still standing. When they look down in the fire first, they say, behold, there four, and one of them, oh, hallelujah, one of them, don't look like the Hebrew boys. One of them looked like the son of the king. One of them looked like the Lord of lords. One of them looked like the king of kings. One of them. Hallelujah. You got to have results. They stood up on the word, and the word showed up. That's the point. They stood on the word, and the word stood up for them. Whatever you stand in need of, God got it. All he wants you to do is stand up with your training you receive. Don't forsake what God has already done. Stand up. A lot of people don't understand this. You can't have a testimony before you have the test. You got to go through something to be able to have a testimony. A lot of people want to have a testimony, but ain't been through the test. But when you go through the test, when the fiery darts come, when the enemy throw everything at you, you got to let the devil know, I'm still here, standing in the name of the Lord. I'm still here, giving God glory. I'm still here, clapping my hands. I'm still raising my hand. I know what my God can do. Hallelujah. Sit down for a minute if you can. Y'all give your testimony. Took a bit of my time, so I got to get it back. Results. The ultimate result is Jesus. Follow me now. Jesus came into the world as a born, newborn, in a manger. Nothing fancy about it. In spite of what we think, it was a hog trough he was in. But he stayed here for 33 and a few months. And then he says, it's time for me to do ultimately what my Father has sent me for. Now, there had to be something in place to take sin away from you and I. So Jesus said, I'll go. I'll sacrifice myself that they may have freedom from sin. Now, he didn't say he's going to take away sin, but they have freedom from sin. Now, he took it away, but a lot of us go back and get it. The Roman citizens, they mocked my God. They persecuted him. They talked about him. They spat on him. They beat him. All those things, but he had something in mind. Just get me to Calvary. Something gonna happen when you get to Calvary. Oh, y'all ain't following this thing. See, if you understand the full picture of who Jesus is, it didn't stop at Calvary because there had to be a grave. Oh, glory, hallelujah. No good of having Calvary if you ain't got a grave, because mankind was afraid of death. So the Bible lets us know, Jesus said, I got to walk through death to let them know I am who I say I am. I am life and death. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm all in all. Come on, somebody. You got to understand something. That how many know that if Jesus had done all of that and got no results? But he got results. He got results. Now, where's the results? I hope some in this room this morning. And see, I'm evidence that Jesus still lives. Come on, somebody. I'm still evidence that what Jesus did wasn't in vain. I'm evidence that God poured something in me called the Holy Spirit. Now I'm glad because I know who he is and I know who I am. I'm the results of what Jesus did on Calvary. I'm the results of him coming out of that grave. I'm the result. He's sitting at the right hand of God. I am the result. So now I got a testimony. I got to say something. Whenever I get an opportunity, I want to tell somebody what my God has done. I don't know who your God is, but my God is all that he said he is. I'm evidence. I'm the results. I'm the results of Jesus. The Bible says, put up that Matthew 5:13 again. Put up that Matthew 5:13 real soon, because we said that this morning. Now, many people don't understand. The Bible said that Jesus said this, you are the salt of the earth. That's the evidence now. We're the evidence. We bring something to the earth. We're the salt. We're the preserver. That's what salt is used for, right? To preserve. The Bible said we are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor.
All right now.
In other words, you put all the salt on, this thing still ain't salty. Y'all know some of y'all who use that salt? Y'all know how y'all do it. Ain't even tasted food yet. Salt don't even taste like salt. That's what the church has gotten. We don't even taste like salt no more. People can't tell us from the world. So now we ain't no results. We ain't no evidence that there's some Christ in us. Because let me tell you the evidence of knowing the Christ. God people going to gather together. Y'all know I'm going to let you get by with it. Wednesday night, God people going to come together to seek the face of God together. Because I got to stay salty. Come on, somebody. I got to be here on Sunday morning because I got to stay salty. I'm not losing my savior. Where they say, wherewith salt shall it be. They say, it is henceforth good for what? It ain't good for nothing.
All right.
Don't fool yourself just because you think you come here on Sunday that you're good to go.
Look out.
I go to church. So what? Devil go to church. Don't look around now. Because he could be sitting right on you. Thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the feet of man. You ain't good for nothing. Now, that's not my word. That's coming from the Lord. He's saying this to us. Let the world see results. That I am who I say I am. Because you and I are the evidence. Our children are evidence. Now, granted, saints, granted. I'm granted. There's a process now. There's a process that many of us got to understand that I may not be there now, but I'm striving. Don't quit walking around telling people about I ain't there yet. No, that's just an excuse you use to stay where you are. But let them know I'm striving. I'm better than I was yesterday. And even tomorrow, I'm going to be better. Because I'm striving. I'm seeking the kingdom of God. I'm seeking the principles of God to live godly here on earth. Because I'm the result of what Jesus did. We give tribute to our parents because we are results of what they put in us and raised us. Thank God for that. Thank God for that, our earthly parents. But there is a heavenly host that gives a greater consolation to us. And that is, he saved us.
Yeah.
Live like you save. Don't live like you know you're going to hell. Live like you save. You love the Lord, show him. We show each other all the time how much we love. Show God how much you love him. Don't give him 2 hours on Sunday and feed. All right, Lord, I didn't throw you yours.